mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, another live edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is where we engage in real talk radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family. Issues of real significance, not Michael Jackson, not the Lacey Peterson trial, not O.J. Simpson. Not the issues the media tries to force us to focus on, but the real issues that affect society across the political spectrum. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to have wide open phones until the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, and I got Paul Watson in the third hour joining us. Talk about these different TV and movie themes that just flaunt government terrorism in our face. These plots that mirror exactly what's happening in the real world. So we'll be discussing some of the globalist Illuminati language that's hidden in plain view coming up at the end of the broadcast today, and that should be very informative and interesting, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have open phones throughout this broadcast. Whatever issue you want to talk about, any questions, any comments, you want to disagree with me, you agree, there's different news stories, you want to talk about Bush's ridiculous press conference last night that I didn't watch, I didn't listen to part of it on the radio. Whatever you want to talk about, you're welcome to call us at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I've read Ron Paul's analysis of the Real ID Act. I have read sections of the bill. Now there have been about four different versions of it. They claim they cut some of the bad provisions out because they were worried about Christian conservatives, quote, raining fire and brimstone down on the Republicans. That's the quote here. But then I talk to my congressional sources, and they tell me the provisions are still there. And here's a headline from the Raw story, Democrats locked out of debate on sweeping and controversial Real ID Act. So we'll talk about this, and callers that got cut off short yesterday arguing with our guest about it are welcome to call back in. Interrogators faked interrogations at Guantanamo, witnesses say, according to Reuters. All these camps are fake. Gitmo, Abu Ghraib, whether it's in Cuba or in Iraq, it's fake. And you're going, well, wait a minute, those are real people being tortured to death. Yes, but it's all for the media. It's all for the illusion. It's all to give you the perception that they're really off fighting terrorists. And that's come out. Almost everyone at these camps are just families picked up at checkpoints. And there's not one even mid-level Taliban or Al-Qaeda member that's ever gone through Camp X-Ray. They've all got get-out-of-jail-free cards. And on top of it, you know, 2 days ago, Bush goes in the bunker, and they tell you that he goes in the president's bunker under the White House and Cheney to an undisclosed location. Site R, normally. They're on the Maryland-Virginia border. But they do this just to make you think the threat is real. Every time their approval ratings go down, their memos are public that they do it to fearmonger you. I mean, we have their admissions, their memos, FBI agents have gone public. They're terrorizing you. They're yelling fire in a theater. It's by its very definition, terrorism. To threaten violence or to engage in violence for a political outcome is terrorism, and they're engaging in it. But Bush lives by different rules and different standards, just like Bill Clinton did, because they're puppets of the New World Order. And that's all they are, dirty little puppets. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are just two of my great websites. We'll be back with a ton of news. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 20 seconds into this first hour of worldwide transmission against tyranny, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. Russell and many others that are patiently holding. Where to start? I want to get into this Real ID Act that on the surface looks like it's going to restrict illegal aliens, but really does the opposite. And as usual, it's fooling a lot of conservatives and liberals alike because they're in their false left-right paradigm. Interrogations faked at Guantanamo, witnesses say. Reuters, of course, again, it's all fake. This is out of Reuters. Iraq, doctors warn of increasing deformities in newborn babies. We'll have to talk about this horror. Here's another one from MSNBC. Sperm damaged by pollution study finds. In the West, we have an over 80% reduction in sperm viability. And plants are now showing the same type of problems. This doesn't look good. Putin defends missile sales to Syria. Friendly fellow. Worldwide cancer rates double. I mentioned this 2 days ago, but it integrates in with the sperm damaged. And that really is happening. I have a couple of friends that are fertility doctors. Highway bill could pave way towards more tolls on interstates. the feds are lifting their regulatory ban on toll roads on interstates. Of course, that ban was never really there. Just drive up through Oklahoma into Kansas and other areas around the country. You'll discover it for yourself what the rest of the country is going to look like. But this fits in nicely to the larger plan. Governor praises Minutemen campaign. Schwarzenegger says groups' patrols against illegal immigrants have been effective. Now, he's trying to position himself, speaking out of both sides of his mouth. He is advised weekly by Karl Rove, and of course, literally, in his offices 5 days a week, is the kingmaker, George Shultz, who's even above Karl Rove. And the Rovian, Straussian neocons that people this socialistic amalgamation of mercantile fascism here on the neo-feudal world plantation control grid. But last week, we need to shut the borders. Do it now. And then he went, I was misquoted. I didn't speak right. What I mean is Bush's plan. It will do it. It will fix it. Bush's plan. Bush's plan for 6 years that is automatically re-extended unless it's struck down by Congress. Anyone who's here is legal. This is in the plan. Anyone who is here is legal. Anyone who can get here is legal by swimming, by crossing, by landing, by you name it. They get here, they are legal instantly. Instantly. Instant green cards for everyone. And it allows corporations to take in unlimited skilled workers and something new to bus in and fly in unlimited unskilled. Total capitulation. The end of the borders. No border. But they get people who are against open borders to jump on the neocon bandwagon, and they put restrictions on getting out of the country through the northern border or out of the country through the southern border or out of the country by flying via airplane out of the international airports. And that's all in there. Biometric passports, biometric state IDs that are federalized. This new bill that they're on the verge of passing, and I've got the latest version right here in this 5-inch thick stack, and I've got at least the latest version. There's some new one that we can't get a copy of. The latest version is from Monday. That's the latest one on thomas.loc.gov, and it's still got the Pan-American ID card with Mexico and Canada and the databases and the data mining, and it's got lots of platitudes and headlines in the bill where, it, as Ron Paul's exposed, it's a Trojan horse. It says, you know, to stop illegal immigration. And then you read it, and it says that they've just got to go with their consular matriculas, and they'll be issued an ID card. So, it's unbelievable. It starts the ball rolling. We'll have to have this state ID to have a job anywhere. And again, it is a federal component with federal guidelines for biometrics and a smart chip. And 48 states have already got it. So, I mean, a lot of this is moot. We need to start trying to remove it. This is how they did it. I remember about a month ago, I started seeing all the liberal publications going, it's a horrible bill. Not because it creates a Pan-American ID, not because of the data mining. It's a horrible bill. It'll restrict the illegal aliens. Over and over again, I saw these. And I'm like, it doesn't restrict illegal aliens. I mean, even WorldNet Daily's reported on the fact that it gives Bush basically martial law power under the name of stopping illegals, but when Bush gets 2,000 more Border Patrol funded, when Congress funds it, he goes in and takes it out. I mean, that's the point here. I mean, even neocon WorldNet Daily, they're better than a lot of them out there, I have to admit. They even have to admit that it doesn't really stop illegals. But the liberal publications come out, and they scream bloody murder that it's going to stop illegals. Conservatives see that. And, man, they're lining up now to support this. It's sophisticated. It really is sophisticated how they do this. And I don't even think these Democratic websites are doing this from some governmental, you know, governmental-funded point. I don't think it's a, you know, Jeff Gannon or Armstrong Williams-type garbage. Because I've talked to these people, I call them up, and then they go, oh, you're right, and change their analysis. just like this phony conservatives. Most of them don't even know they're phony conservatives. They just hear Democrats who are against it, and so, my goodness, it must be good. We've got to get out of this left-right paradigm. It turns off the thinking process. It's the same thing with Schwarzenegger. Close the borders, pass Bush's guest worker program. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like, we need to secure your front door at night, so let's take it off the hinges. Then you'll never forget to lock it again. Oh, you keep forgetting to lock your front door, so we'll just take it off its hinges and you won't have a door. You won't even have a screen door without a latch. You'll just have an open door, and then there'll be no more problems with locking your front door. I mean, that's... I'm trying to use a new analogy or parallel here. I've used the one of saying there'll be no more murder in 2005, the government announces, because we're going to legalize murder and change the name of murder to snow cone. And we're going to say it's a good thing. I mean, it's that crazy. It makes no sense if you just research it, but they're counting on you not to. And we have, you know, good people who mean well on this show, and they don't even understand it. And they get all emotional and want to argue about it. Well, just watch. They'll probably pass this bill today or tomorrow. They may extend the session, or it may happen on Monday or Tuesday. We're trying to fight it. We were trying to get provisions out. We've gotten some provisions out, but as soon as we do that, we get a new version. The provisions are right back in under some new section, slightly changed in their wording and semantics. And now Schwarzenegger is commending the Minutemen. And then he'll be condemning them tomorrow, both sides of his mouth. That's just meant to neutralize conservatives in his state that are finally looking at his record of being an Enron lackey, of being pro-abortion, pro-open border, vehemently anti-gun. The Democrats are now against him. The Republicans are now against him. And don't worry, they play this game all the time. The media loves, once somebody's already been elected, to lower their poll numbers and then raise them back up again. This is all just part of the process. And Schwarzenegger's running around doing this. It's just amazing. Also, coming up, U.S. releases war dead photographs. The question is, why are they doing that? Well, they were ordered to via lawsuits. C-SPAN had canceled airing David Ray Griffin's talk on the new Pearl Harbor, but they are now going to be airing it tomorrow morning, thanks to pressure. And I want to commend C-SPAN, so we'll be telling you about that later. Brain scan sees hidden thoughts, and these are already in 5 airports in the U.S., and now they're talking about putting them up everywhere just to, you know, scan our brains on the street corners. And you think I'm joking, folks. Wait till it comes to your town. They've already put biometrics up all over the country that read your walk and decide if you're aggressive or angry, and then that's the police's excuse to come search you. It's total scientific quackery and fraud, but hey, who are you to disprove the black box? You know, you're not allowed to look at the black box. It's proprietary, but it says you're a terrorist. So, U.S. aid sees nuclear arms advancing by North Korea. Jail population explodes in the U.S. and also in England and all over the Western world. It's just unbelievable. There is so much news coming up. But I'm going to take some calls first when we get back. Then I want to get into sperm counts plunging. I want to get into plant pollen and other forms of plant flora that use other forms of germination and reproduction. They're producing pollen. It's just dead. It just like sperm in men. We still have plenty of sperm. It's retarded, basically. And it doesn't have a tail. It's got corrupt data in it. It's bad. It's real bad. And cancer exploding and deformities exploding in the troops, children, and in the Iraqis. But DU is good for you, so breathe lots of it, because the government says so.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You notice the phony environmental groups, when you go to one of their big meetings, it'll be at a giant palatial 4 or 5 star hotel. I guess hotels are 4 star, restaurants are 5 star. And it'll be bank chairmen and, you know, government leaders, and it's all about business. It's all about taking your property, all about taxing you. They laugh about it. They'll even admit it to your face. It's disgusting. But the environmentalists, they don't want to talk about plunging sperm counts. They don't want to talk about what's happening to the actual biosphere itself, the deformities in the plants, in the mammals, in the reptiles. They don't want to discuss what genetic engineering's been doing. No, they just want to get your property. They just want to restrict you and tax and regulate you. You know, they'll tell you we should pay a big tax on our energy use to the United Nations, but then China and 160 other countries have no restrictions on their countries, and that's where all the development and most of the pollution is taking place. See, it's all designed to shift wealth out of the country and to shift wealth to third world nations that are already totally enslaved. All right, I don't want to rant and rave about this anymore. I'll get into it later. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Then we'll go to other calls as well. Russell, welcome.
Good morning, Alex. Alex, I want to thank you for all your unselfish, tireless efforts in exposing the New World Order. You've really sacrificed a lot in your personal life to do this, and you're a modern-day patriot, sir.
Well, I appreciate the compliments, and I do whine somewhat or talk about how much I'm working. But really, that's usually to describe to a listener why I can't do something personally for them or why I don't respond to everybody's emails. But really, I have an exciting, fun life, and I'm blessed. I'm thankful.
Well, you've said you've been empowered by this, and I would agree. When you know the truth, you become empowered. Can I comment on what you were just talking about before I make a comment about your martial law?
You can comment on whatever you want, sir.
Okay. Regarding the Real National ID Act and the borders, and you can probably confirm this, I think that the globalists use Hegelian principle. They let things get so bad with illegal immigration, illegal aliens, they let things get so bad with the economy that then they offer a solution. Well, here's a national ID card, and oh, by the way, we're going to block borders now, but not for the illegal immigrants, for the American people. And then they produce garbage trade agreements like CAFTA and FTAA, which really further their goal toward world government.
By the way, in those agreements, it says that vehicles will travel at 70 miles an hour across the southern and northern borders. There is going to be no border. It's the official plan. And exactly. No. I mean, that's not your opinion. That's what's happened here. I mean, poor Terry Anderson, who we had on yesterday, and the caller, Ron, in New York, was right. You know, Terry's like, I just want something. I just want to stop them. Because he's been in D.C. at these dinners with these Republicans, and they've, you know, he's at these cocktail meetings with these congressmen, and they're manipulating him and so many others.
Yeah, I listened to that. You're right. Regarding your video, and then I have a question. Alex, I want to bring up a very important point I overlooked at first, and this relates to the Bohemian Grove. When you made Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, I wasn't convinced of its importance. But upon reviewing the David Gergen portion of your martial law DVD again last night, it truly exposed these globalists at the highest levels of our government and what they are. They're basically devil-worshipping sodomites. And Gergen confirmed the rituals and his membership, as well as the membership of other ultra-elite members of government, banking industry, and what they all engage in. And they engage in devil worship and male homosexuality. And
Now, let's be clear. We don't know that specifically about Gergen.
Well, we don't know that about
Gergen. We know
Gergen.
He goes there and is in attendance with the rituals, but we do not know about him and all the male prostitutes. We know the male prostitutes, the gay porn stars, are there. We just don't know if David Gergen, if that's his cup of tea.
But he made a very interesting statement, which you highlighted in your martial law DVD, that he doesn't run around naked. And didn't President Nixon say basically the same thing? I don't run around naked. It's the most.
Yeah, Nixon said it's the most GD,
yeah,
faggy thing you've ever seen at Bohemian Grove. And that had always been in Harper's Magazine, but no one had ever had the clip. Well, the Presidential Library 2 years ago released it.
Well, you were in Bohemian Grove, and it wasn't really clear on your video what you witnessed, probably because you couldn't film it. But did you see acts of homosexuality going on there and just the weirdest things you can imagine?
I'll tell you about that on the other side. Thanks for the call. And Bohemian Grove, folks, is about probably 14 minutes of this three-hour film. I mean, it's a mini-series. It's three films. And it's all documented. I'll tell you about it when we get back. We'll take more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much of my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
I really do kind of skim over my new documentary film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. I haven't contacted the thousands of radio shows I've been on, which I've got a program I can fax them all or email them all to ask to be on their broadcast, because hundreds would call, and I'd be doing 5, 6, 7 interviews a day. And quite frankly, it's kind of like I'm pausing before I stick my finger in the electricity socket. It's something I need to do to promote the film. I know I need to do that. I haven't really written any press releases about the film. I haven't hyped it. I haven't done the little manipulative things that so many other people do to promote their films. I mean, I just hope that quality will sell itself. And I got a lot of news and issues and callers and guests I want to talk to. This is, frankly, the best 9/11 film out there, and I've seen them all. It is the best. The best documented, the best produced, the most comprehensive, and it's only 1 hour of this 3-hour film, this mini-series. You need to have it. But, it covers the police state. I mean, right up front as it happens, it covers 9/11, and then we show you who the globalists are. And I'm struggling with talking about this because I don't like to get into it. It's so horrible that my psyche is shaken to the core. Last night I went to the grocery store at about 10 o'clock at night because my wife needed some things that she'd forgotten last time she went. And a manager came over to me, who I've seen a few other times, and he said, you know, I've been telling my dad about the New World Order the last few years, and he wouldn't talk about it, but he was a maitre d' at a major, you know, five-star club back in the 80s, and these world leaders would come in, and they would, you know, he said that his dad said to him, yeah, I haven't been telling you what I knew, but I was shocked that you knew about all this because I witnessed it back in the 80s. And this was just one more person telling me this. I mean, I have mainstream news articles. I have documents. I have so many other people that have told me about this living in Texas. And, you know, here's this guy telling me about the globalists shutting off this restaurant, this club, and then he asked questions about the things he was seeing, and he was just told, shut up, or you'll be sleeping with the fishes. And then here is this guy's dad at 70-something years old, real sick, on the edge of dying, and now he's telling his son all this stuff. And this guy was telling me this stuff, and then I just went to the grocery store. I was just sick, and I had tears running down my cheeks, and I'm just so sick of it. I mean, evil is real, and it threatens all of us. And we're talking about the stuff that John DeCamp discusses and others, and let me just tell you, it's all true, folks. It's a lot worse than what even he talks about. And it's so alien to us, so alien to normal people who have a conscience, who feel remorse. The things that Ted Bundy did are so alien that it's hard for us to believe it. It's so alien what Charlie Manson did, what Jeffrey Dahmer did, what these individuals do. And we're very naive, and it's time for us to stop being childlike. Unfortunately, we're adults. We have to face up to what's going on in this world. And what shocked me is the thing that this gentleman was telling me was something that I already had from other high-level sources that no one even knows about. There's a lot of things I know that are frankly so shocking and so painful. I mean, they make George Bush and his boyfriend, Jeff Gannon, look absolutely tame in comparison. That is literally one snowflake on the tip of an iceberg. The people we're facing revel in evil. They are more wicked than any Hollywood horror movie you could ever imagine. They are literally the bowels of hell. They are the puke of maggots. They are the sinners of black holes. They are pure, unadulterated, 110% devil. And we sit here naively bumbling through life, self-centered, worried about our own enjoyments, a game of golf, you know, the football game. We're so worried about gratifying ourselves, we don't even spend time with our families, with our children, educating them, raising them up straight and strong. Not to mention the fact that we're not involved politically, we're not involved civically, we're not involved spiritually, we're not involved in knowing how our government works. We know all the baseball and football scores, but we have no conception of what the Seventh Amendment is, what the Ninth Amendment is, which I think is the most important. We don't even know what our heritage is, and so we don't understand that we're going into tyranny because we never knew what freedom was to begin with. And, you know, the sincerity of this individual, that was, you know, manager at a major grocery store, and how freaked out he was. You know, I was telling him that about the New World Order, and, you know, he's this conservative guy, and he's about to die, and he just dumps all this on me, and then I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'd already been told this by people in Midland, and just so happens I went to college with somebody who knew the Bushes. You know what? I'm just going to stop right there. Just going to stop right there. Because I don't think you're ready to deal with this, folks. And frankly, I've got a lot of battles to fight, and it wouldn't matter how much evidence of this we had. They're not going to go down for this ever. Because this is a rite of passage for the globalists to compromise themselves. It is a sacrament to them. And so many corrupt corporations, so many corrupt people that aren't involved in one-tenth the wickedness that high-level globalists are, know it's going on, and they'll protect them because their power is tied up with the globalist power. And that's really what evil is. That's one of its greatest games, is getting you to buy into its system, even though you know it's a lie, even though you know it's evil, even though you know it's a fraud, you still go along with it because your house and your boat and your wife and you know, your bank accounts and your golf club membership, and so you just rationalize and make excuses, and you're going to protect this system. I mean, it shakes me to my core. I was sitting out under the stars last night at about 1 a.m. in my backyard, just looking up. And I just hit my knees. I just asked God to just give me guidance to fight this and to give us all guidance and to help me deal with the pain, because it just tears my heart out. It tears my guts out. It hurts right now bad. Because when you love life and when you know that what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow. I mean, I'm part of the body politic. I am just a cell in the flesh that is humanity. My family, everyone I love, is just a little cluster of cells in this larger colony of creatures that, you know, we call human beings. And what goes on around us comes back on us, even if we're not part of it. And that is where empathy comes from. You know, you feel for someone that something bad is happening to, even if you don't know them, because you associate it with yourself, because that's normal programming that God gave us. And these yuppies out there, and trendies, and the rest of them, the good old boys that think they've hit the top of the pyramid, they think they're part of the power elite because they got a couple million bucks, and that's chicken feed, that's lower middle class. They think they're part of this system, and so they defend this system, and they think it's a strength. They think it's an attribute. They think it's a plus. Now, they're proud of themselves that, okay, whatever. You know what? I just worry about me. I'm not going to get involved in that. I just worry about myself. I'm going to get ahead. And then when you're in trouble, when this system's feeding on you, your neighbors aren't going to help you. I mean, that's why you've got that terror. That's why you've got that horror back in the back of your mind and the pit of your stomach out there. That's why you're so unhappy. That's why you're always looking for more and more gratification. That's why you're fronting or, I love that term they use in the ghetto, fronting or, you know, strutting. I see these people in restaurants and stores, and they're so self-centered. They're looking at how people are looking at them, and they're strutting around, and they're jiggling the watch on their arm, and they're feeling powerful. They're like peacocks. We're not meant to be peacocks, folks. And again, this gets so complex. We're just so decadent. But, I mean, just to try to even describe what I'm seeing in my mind's eye right now, just these pampered creatures
that are so soft, and when you talk to them, they're so self-centered, they're so stupid. They've limited their thoughts. They've limited their worldview. They have, by being self-centered, they've shut themselves off to 98% of what life really is. And when they look at you, they look at you in a sardonic fashion. They assess you. They try to put you into a false cookie-cutter mold so that they, and you see them having delusions of grandeur while you're talking to them. And it doesn't give me a sardonic feeling. It gives me a sickening feeling. To other members of the elite, though, above these low-level minions, they enjoy this. They understand this. They know what's going on. They pull the strings and flip the dials and punch the buttons that control all of this. And I just see these slaves everywhere. And I just feel sorry for them. I mean, my life is invigorating, it's empowered, it's dynamic, but also it is painful. It is extremely painful to know just how evil the globalists are. And I mean, let me use examples that I've been using a lot lately that we know about that are admitted. They take 8-year-old, 7-year-old, in some cases 2-year-old, children from poor families in New York, and they take them and they feed them pesticides, and a lot of these children die. And then when you hear about it, here's an example. See, there's so many facets to everything, it's hard to describe it all. This is all interconnected. It's hard to talk about one thing and not talk about everything. Let's say a New York Daily News article or a New York Post article. The headline will be, they took HIV children and gave them experimental drugs that they knew killed people. And then you think, well, they were trying to save them, even though these are experimental drugs. When you read deeper, it says, oh, by the way, they took kids that didn't have HIV and gave it to them. But that's a minor footnote, see? So they're like titrating the dose. They're building you up to the venom and the evil, getting you used to it, basting you in it. Titrating the dose, I think that's the term where, you know, you take a little bit of snake venom, and over time they build it up till you can drink a gallon of it, basically, till you're addicted to it, almost. So they just take the least part of the evil and put that in the front of the article to try to convince you to it, and then later they admit, oh, by the way, they take healthy children and feed them pesticides and watch them die. You know, they take articles and they say, oh, yeah, they locked him up in the gas chamber. He volunteered. They told him they were just testing a common cold bug on him. And they took the young sergeant and sprayed nerve gas on him and killed him, and they dissected his body. Or, yeah, Joseph Mengele did advise the CIA. Or, yeah, and, you know, in the mid-80s they did spray nerve gas on troops in England, U.S. and British troops, and kill them. Or they did release plague bombs on Scotland. Or, oh, yeah, they did give the gay men in New York of the hepatitis shots an autoimmune virus. And oh, they did put a chemical in the tetanus shots for women in Africa that sterilized them. But maybe we do need to get rid of the population, you know. And so, you know, we sit here. I mean, this is the admitted. There's hundreds of these. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And you trust these people. You go along with these people. And, you know, the caller mentioned, David Gergen. I mean, I just walk up to him and go, can I interview you? This is the Karl Rove of four administrations. I go, what about the rituals? And he gets mad and says, I'm not going to tell you about the rituals. And he goes, I go there. I'm not going to talk about it. And he blows up and gets in my face. And we show all the news articles and documents. And can you imagine if it came out in the news that Bill Clinton attended a club where they bust in male prostitutes? I mean, they just admit this in the major pop papers, and then Christians don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's now popping up all over the news. All over the place. I mean, major publications are going a hair breadth from admitting that Bush is bisexual. But again, that's just the start of it. Folks, it's the bribery. It's the extortion. It's the blackmail that they have over these presidents with this. With Bill Clinton, it's cocaine and rape. With the Bushes, it's stuff even worse. We're going to break here, and I will go to your calls. We'll hurry through them. I know we've had loaded phone lines for 45 minutes, and we'll take your calls after we get back from break. But it just, I've researched it. It's real. It's true. They really are Luciferians. They really do bad things. They really do love blood. And you need to understand that. You need to know that. They've got control of the nuclear weapons. They've got control of the police. They've got control of the vaccines. And the bigger the police state gets, the more control they get, the more bad things they're going to do to us. And we're all in danger. We're in grave danger.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have a religion of death, a religion of exercising power. They are the priest of power. They see it as a plus that they feed on life, that they sap its life force, that they revel in destroying innocence. Social Darwinism, they believe that it is survival of the fittest, that they are ruthless and destructive. No, they are a cancer. A cancer is not superior because it kills its host. And my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, exposes the police state, 9/11, and then spends a full hour on the cult of death, the order of death, the order of the death's head, on what the Illuminati really is, on how Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and the Nazis, and the Bushes, and Schwarzenegger, all tie into it. and you'll see the same MO in all their backgrounds, the same operations, the exact same thing. And it is my masterpiece, and I want you to have it. It's I've been saying $25.95. It's actually $24.95. to get one copy, $19.95 to get a second, $16.95 to get a third, $14.95 to get a fifth, and so on down to $14. Or just buy one copy and make copies. Or if you want to support us, that's how you do it, buy more than one copy. You can get Road to Tyranny, my classic, excellent film on 9/11 and the police state. Still one of our most effective. Police State, Three Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. You need to have these films. I mean, Matrix of Evil, just for Ron Paul giving a speech in Texas where he says the government's creating a world government. Those in Washington want world government. I mean, it's the truth, folks. You need to have these films, big discounts, a bunch of different specials. Just call and ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, and help us expose these cockroaches. I mean, help us expose this trash. They're counting on you to not take action, folks. 1-888-253-3139, or order hard copies of my films and books and other films we carry at Infowars.com right now off the secure online shopping cart, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv where you can watch all my films. Read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV shows, hundreds of audio interviews. There's just so much. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. Please don't wait. Let's go to Charisse in Virginia. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm actually in upstate New York, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was told.
That's all right. What I wanted to ask you about was Social Security. So last night, I didn't see the speech, but I read that Bush said the reason that Social Security is in trouble is because there are all these IOUs in the Social Security fund that can't be paid back. Well, at the time when I got into the Social Security system, it said two things. It was that, one, that your Social Security number was not to be used for identification.
Even and said that on the card.
Exactly. And also it said that this money would be put into a fund that would not be touched, and it would be there for you in the event that you became...
Listen, whatever the government says, 90% of the time it's the opposite.
Well, that's a given now, but, you know, at the time. Okay, so it seems to me that this makes a contract, and they broke the contract. So at the very least, we should no longer be required to pay into a bogus contract. And secondly, we should just be able to get our money back right now because they broke the
contract. Yeah, and they know you're going to say that, so they, the last 10 years, have been training the police that you're the enemy, giving them little Darth Vader outfits, literally, these black riot gear with scary masks and Darth Vader armored pads and helmets. Designed by artists, admittedly, in a Pentagon contract for intimidation, this Ringwraithian image. You know what? Stay there. We'll talk about Social Security. Look, all they're doing is dumping you out of a furnace into the ninth circle of Hades, and they're going to take your money, too, after it's in the private funds. And it's only a small portion. It's just more bad for worse. We'll be right back.